Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper here with you, coming to you from Washington, D.C. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, rbnlive.com, or maybe at 5.050 on shortwave. Well, we had an interesting week, and now we're wrapping it up. We got into the always difficult issue of race relations in a couple shows here during the past week, and kind of interesting, I read today an Associated Press report that the only black senator in the Nebraska legislature, pretty gutsy guy named Ernie Chambers. In fact, Senator Chambers is one of the people who led the fight to investigate the strange doings at Boys Town, which has been memorialized in the very popular book, The Franklin Cover-Up by John DeCamp, who's familiar with to a lot of the people listening here tonight, former state senator John DeCamp. Well, in any case, Senator Chambers, who is the only black senator in the unicameral legislature, just put through legislation, very controversial, that's been criticized by a lot of people, that has had the effect, or what it will do, is to divide the Omaha, Nebraska school system into three districts, one mostly black, one predominantly white, and one largely Hispanic. Well, that is segregation, folks. And, you know, it's interesting, Mr. Chambers points out that as the system exists now, there is basically segregation in the three school districts, because blacks live around blacks, Hispanics live around Hispanics, and whites live around whites. And what he says is that his plan is going to give minorities control over their own school board and ensure that their children are not shortchanged. Well, you know, it's as I say, this move he's made is very, very controversial, but it's also very ironic considering the fact that the nation went through hell for 10 or 15 years over the issue of desegregation enforced by the federal government that caused lots of tensions between blacks and whites in those days. Now we have the Hispanic factor to consider. But Mr. Chambers thinks that the idea of local communities controlling their local schools is a good idea. And you know what? I think a lot of people feel that way. So more power to Senator Chambers. He's a black man, but he doesn't follow the lead of so many white liberals and black liberals and every other kind of liberals who think this idea that we must force integration and that that's the way to solve the problems of the country. So, like I say, more power to him. Well, I do have to say two momentous events took place here in Washington today. I got a new mouse for my computer, and after a month of having my my air conditioner sitting in the middle of the living room, it's finally been installed. So my life will be a little easier over the next couple weeks, ladies and gentlemen. And I might even be able to get around to answering some of your emails. I've gotten quite a few emails, as I've said, from a lot of our listeners, and I do appreciate them. Even got an email today. Somebody sent me a copy of something that was posted somewhere on the Internet saying that I have the best radio show on the air. Well, I appreciate that, whoever it was. Evidently, it was somebody who's listening, and they seem to like what they're hearing. So I do appreciate that. I was very flattered when John Stattmiller, the main man here at RBN, came on the show last night and said some nice things about my attempts to bring you news and information and commentary. And like I say, that's what we're here to do. You know, I don't think we should have guests just for the sake of having guests. I mean, I don't want to be repetitive and drag on the same people all the time and just have repeat performances of people who've already been on the air. I want you to be the guest, folks, and that's why we will have open phones tonight. Stay tuned. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Robbie Noel for Republic Trading Group. We have a special offer for RBN listeners. We have a very limited supply of the very large quarter-ounce brilliant uncirculated 5-peso Uruguay gold coin minted in 1930. This 8-piece package contains more than 2 ounces of pure gold and is available for $1,431 delivered. Volume discounts apply to those of you who want to purchase 3 or more of these packages. Call Republic Trading Group today at 1-800-691-7898 or visit our website at republictradinggroup.com and order online. With many analysts calling for gold to double and even triple due to the heightened tensions in the Middle East, there's never been a better time to secure your wealth. Once again, that number to call is 1-800-691-7898 and speak to Jeffrey Bennett or myself.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, the headquarters of American Free Press newspaper. I know a lot of you are subscribers, but if you're not, you should be. Check it out at AmericanFreePress.net. Well, folks, you know, President Bush has spent the last 4 years, what is it, 5 years now since his 9-1-1 terrorist attacks. He spent a lot of time talking about homeland security and how it's so necessary for the United States to protect itself, you know, and guess what, folks? The wife of convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard now says that this same Homeland Security president is willing to release Jonathan Pollard if there is a formal request for it from Israel. In other words, according to Mrs. Pollard, based upon her sources within the administration, said that the president of the United States is ready and willing to free a convicted spy, who some of our top CIA and national security specialists and even former Secretary of Defense Caspar Weinberger said did more damage to U.S. national security than any other spy in decades. What's wrong with President Bush, ladies and gentlemen? We thought he was a man who was concerned about homeland security, and yet he's going to give a free pass to a convicted spy? Boy, oh boy. You know, that was an American who spied for Israel. That American was a traitor, and now we have the American president standing up in favor of an American trader. Or it appears he's willing to do so if the Israeli government wants him to do it. So we may have some interesting developments in the next couple days. Speaking of interesting developments, I have a report here from worldtribune.com based in London. It says that Western defense sources and analysts told a meeting of the Council on Foreign Relations that Britain and the United States are preparing for the prospects of airstrikes against Iran's nuclear facilities later this year, if diplomatic efforts at the United Nations Security Council are not successful. Boy, it's the same old song again, isn't it, folks? The president wants to get us into another war. You know, of course, the administration has officially denied that they want to get us into a war against Iran. You know, they're saying they're going to do everything they can to stop it. But, you know, earlier this week, I read some headlines to you from a very powerful Jewish newspaper based in New York called Forward that insists that the United States is, in fact, getting ready for war against Iraq or against Iran. And now we read that the very influential Council on Foreign Relations has been told the same thing. So, you know, when power groups seem to be getting the news before the American people, as it always is, that leads me to believe that a war against Iran is very, very likely. And, you know, boy, Iran is not Iraq, and Iran has quite a few more people in Iraq, and from what my understanding is, it's a little bit better prepared for striking out against another nation that might take some action against it. So, you know, if we do it, if the United States, and I don't mean to say we, because we, the American people, don't go along with this, at least I would hope most Americans don't, but if we, the United States, do this, we will reap what we have sown, and that's very, very sad. You know, it's kind of interesting. Liberal writer Michael Kinsley pointed out, sometimes he's right, sometimes he says something that makes sense. He pointed out that while the Bush administration talks all this talk about democracy, the fact is that back when Iran had had, to the extent that it could have, a democratically elected leader back in the 1950s, the American CIA went in there and overthrew the guy. Now, Mr. Kinsley does not mention, of course, that the Mossad, the Israeli intelligence service, played a major part in that as well. But needless to say, the United States overthrew a democratically elected government and installed the Shah. And then, of course, as soon as the Shah came in, the Mossad and British intelligence and the CIA set up his secret police called SAVAK. And it was all that misbehavior by the Shah and his wealthy friends, his wealthy plutocratic friends, you know, they were pals with the Rockefellers and the activities of SAVAK, et cetera, that really led to the rise of Islamic revolution in Iran. So, again, the United States reaps what it has sown. I mean, you know, do we never learn from history? I mean, you know, there were people who formed the America First Committee back prior to World War II who said the United States would make a mistake by getting involved in World War II and that the consequence would be the rise of the Soviet Union, which in fact did happen. The Soviet Union became a major world power. And these people were ignored. They were called Nazis and Nazi sympathizers. And, you know, the same thing is happening again today. Those of us who say that the United States shouldn't be getting involved in Iran, just as we said the United States shouldn't be involved in Iraq, they're calling us anti-American. They're saying that that these good patriots who don't see the need for the United States to fight the wars of other countries, you know, they're saying we're unpatriotic, that we're lending aid and support to the enemy. Well, if that's the case, so are these top generals, top military men who are coming out and condemning the Bush administration and calling for the resignation of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. The numbers keep growing, and some of these guys are saying that the war was, quote-unquote, unnecessary. Well, you know, we knew there was no grounds for the war in the first place. We knew that the Bush administration was lying, and we know what the consequence of this insane involvement in Iraq has been. So, you know, it's time. I love this phrase. It's time to pay the piper. President Bush owes the piper, that is the American people, lots and lots of money. He spent our hard-earned wealth waging this war in Iraq, and now he wants us to get us into a war in Iran. You know, our bridges Our bridges are crumbling here. Highways are falling apart. Our social services are strapped. It's just absolutely amazing. And now we are, what are we going to do? Solve the economic problem by collecting 5 years of back taxes on 12 million illegal aliens who are in this country? And I mean, you know, what kind of lunacy are we supposed to continue to accept from this administration? It's, just absolutely amazes me. But what is even more frightening is that, in the 2006 congressional elections and in the 2008 election that follows, assuming we do have those elections, of course, a lot of people are going to fall right into line. And when Bush waves the flag and says, stand behind your president, many millions will. And those others who are fooled into believing that the Democratic Party is providing a real alternative are going to they're going to fall into line, too. Another little point here. I have received multiple emails from people who have written station WFAX in the Washington, D.C. area, taking them to task for terminating Dale Crowley Jr.'s program, Focus on Israel. They've been hearing from a lot of people there at FAX, and, you know, of course, I've made several attempts to talk to Doris Newcomb personally. I'm right here in the area, so it's a local call for me. But Ms. Newcomb is never available, and the station really doesn't want to seem to comment too much. But this one person sent me a copy of their email that they sent, a very articulate email, and in that they write to station WFAX, they write, just so you know, it is Israel that has crossed the line when it comes to the denial of free speech here. It's only a matter of time until the public finally begins to ask real questions about the strong-arm tactics of this closed religious society that is called the State of Israel. When the backlash comes, local people will remember those who helped to silence any differences there might have been between what Israel endorsed and what was and is true. And speaking of efforts to silence people, I just got word that a prominent publisher in Spain, Pedro Varela, was recently his bookstore was seized. They took some 6,000 books that he had published. He was taken into custody, but apparently has been released. Mr. Varela is a traditional Spanish nationalist, and evidently that is problematic for the current government in Spain. It's interesting. One of the books, apparently, that was seized by the Spanish government was a book on Freemasonry that was written by Francisco Franco, who ruled Spain for, what, some 50 years. Even today, when there are still many people in Spain who remember General Franco very fondly for his role in beating back communism when the communists tried to take over Spain, and after they had butchered thousands of priests and nuns and tried to set up a communist police state there. People remember Franco for that, but now apparently his writings, in this particular case, his writings on Freemasonry, are no longer welcome. They've been seized by the Spanish government. So the evil hand of the thought police is now making its evident, its face, or hand and face. The evil hand of the thought police is making its presence felt in Spain. So Pedro Varela, well, I guess he's not in jail anymore. He could potentially face criminal charges, I guess, for daring to publish materials that are not beloved by certain forces in this country today. Where, oh, where has our free speech gone, ladies and gentlemen? Well, you know, we are going to have open phones tonight. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I hope you'll call in and say what you have to say, and to the extent that I permit free speech, I'll let you say it. Now, actually, folks, as I said from the beginning here, you know, I want this to try to be an open forum, and most of you have respected that. So let's take your calls tonight. This is Michael Collins Piper here in the Republic Broadcasting Network coming to you from Washington, D.C.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Welcome back. This is Mike Piper coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network from Washington. It is Friday night. We've gone through another week, and I believe, unless I'm mistaken, tomorrow is tax day. So I'm sure those of you who are going to be paying your taxes and filing your tax returns are going to be busy tomorrow if you haven't done it already. Please, by all means, go out and pay your taxes. We need to prop up this government because eventually it's going to collapse, and by propping it up, we're going to help it collapse, because the longer this government continues to exist and carry on the same course it has been, it can only collapse. So let's bring it down by all means. Let's pay our taxes. Okay, we have a caller. We have Bruce from Colorado. Bruce, come on up.
All right there.
How you doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good. You're talking about paying taxes. Well, that's according to the Patriot Act, that's against the law, paying taxes. You're supporting a terrorist regime. You're not supposed to support terrorists.
Good for you, Bruce.
Anyway, what I'm calling about is that Mr. Stadmiller was in a conversation with the guy from WeatherWars.info earlier, talking about weather control. And I don't know if you ever heard of Super Bowl Steve, but he's saying, and it's not on the air because I've been interviewing him personally recently, he's saying that May is going to be a deep freeze in the United States and North America.
I've heard something about that. I don't know the details on it, but I have heard about it, yeah.
You heard about the deep freeze. Well,
I heard, yes, I've heard some rumblings about it. I don't know the details, though.
Right, right. Well, it hasn't been on the air yet. He's due for some, by the way, he's due for some appearances on the air in the near future, and those details of that, upcoming announcement of this deep freeze is at SuperBowlSteve.com.
Okay.
That's www, I don't have to spell it, SuperBowlSteve.com.
SuperBowlSteve.com, probably just like it sounds.
Yeah, just like it sounds. And, you know, a lot of people, a lot of talk show hosts are saying, well, here's another one of these rumors, you know. Now, what you have to do is look at his batting average here. He was right about February 5th. It was, there are good reasons why nothing happened on February 5th, but there are good reasons to believe that it was originally planned. And all those details are on the website. Now, I'm not going to get into the details unless you want me to, because you know how many calls are waiting and you know what you can afford as far as time is concerned. But the details are at the website as to what happened and why that didn't happen. But other events, major events, were predicted, or he wouldn't have been on as many programs as he was. He was on the Power Hour quite a few times. He was on Nutra Medical, and he's being scheduled on Nutra Medical again.
Well, let me just say something. You know, Bruce, I tell you, over the years, you know, I'm very, very familiar with a lot of the material that's been reported on that subject, and it continues to amaze me that there are people who are naysayers as far as that's concerned, and they absolutely will not accept the fact that there is evidence that there's real scientific proof that the weather can be controlled and manipulated. And you know, it's so funny because these naysayers, a lot of these naysayers are people who, in many respects, even though they're exposed to news and information from alternative networks like RBN and from American Free Press and the Idaho Observer and WingTV.net, you name it, these people still are kind of in the box as far as reality is concerned. And when I refer to the box, I'm talking literally about the box, television. They
right.
just can't seem to open up their minds and even their hearts, I guess, to what are not really new ideas. I mean, I've known people who've been involved in weather control. An acquaintance of mine has actually done some consulting on weather control for a foreign government. You know, so this the technology does exist, and you can bet every dollar you have, plus the house and the store and your cow and your pig and your truck, that the people in power, if they can find a way to manipulate the weather and make it beneficial to them, whether politically or financially, they're going to do it.
Oh, yeah, they're going to do it. Now, one of the things my mom wants you to be looking at is NutriMedical.com. It's spelled NutriMedical. Has got Super Bowl Steve scheduled coming up, and I didn't get to put that on the website, the SuperBowlSteve.com website. I didn't get to put that up. And my understanding is that Dr. Deagle, who runs that website, had a conversation with Steve and said, well, Steve wanted to, he was kind of actually hesitant to put this out, but if he doesn't put it out and people run short of fuel, it's going to make him feel bad and everybody else feel bad that he didn't say anything. I mean, everybody who knows about it. Because right now, people have attempted to let their fuel supply go down. And that's dangerous, because if we get a freeze come May, then you're not going to be able to get fuel because everybody's going to want it.
Oh, that's exactly right. Mm-hmm. And what a perfect way to get people riled up. What a perfect way to cause panic in the country. And you know, when that happens, anything goes.
Well, I hope it doesn't happen. I don't like to be found right or supporting anybody that's right, you know, in a case
well,
like that.
Well, Bruce, time will tell. Listen, thank you very much for your call. We have a break coming up here, and then I'm going to be expecting to hear from a lot more callers here at 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, coming to you from Washington, D.C., the city where only the criminals have guns. So funny, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I have never owned a gun in my life, but I grew up around guns and I grew up around hunting, and I've lived in a city where we have this massive crime, and as I say, only the criminals have guns. If I wanted to get a gun, ladies and gentlemen, I could walk about 10, maybe not even 10 blocks. Hell, I could walk 2 blocks and I could probably find somebody out here in the street and say, can you go get me a gun? And I guarantee you that probably within a day, I could have myself an illegal firearm, an unregistered firearm. But, you know, the law-abiding people, they're not allowed to have guns. Absolutely amazing. Okay, we have a caller, Ken from Virginia. Ken, come on up.
Yes, Michael, I wanted to check with you about Flight 93. Let me set this up because I have done some research about this. Of course, the first story in the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette September 16th brought out this phrase, "Let's roll." Now, what was released the other day, that was in the fake Massawi trial. The words "let's roll" didn't have it. They also, in the Pittsburgh story, talked about the GTE supervisor talked with Beamer, asked her to pray with him. They recited the 23rd Psalm, That's not in the tape. Also, this Pittsburgh story talked about the fact that with Beamer, who was on the plane, were others who placed cell phone calls from the plane, Jeffrey Glick, Thomas Burnett, and Mark Bingham, and we know that they couldn't place cell phone calls from the plane because they wouldn't reach the ground. So I'm wondering, what is your take on and of course they released the so-called the video, the audio from
right.
the speech from the cockpit. They haven't released the thing that gives the data about the altitude and speed and all that. That has not been released. What is your take on this thing, which is still a little confusing? Of course, I had thought that the whole call that was played in the Massawi trial was made up, but do you think some of it actually recorded? I mean,
well, I'll tell you what, Ken. My first question, and it's been my own personal question from the very beginning, is why was it so vital to keep all of this hidden for so long?
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I mean, why couldn't they have released this at the very beginning?
Right.
You know, that's the first question. And then logically, when we know that so much else about what we've been told about 911 is just an outright lie, why should we not suspect that this tape is in fact a forgery, that they created this for their own purposes? I mean,
yeah.
I'll tell you, the best treatment I've seen on Flight 93 in between two covers, I don't know, the name of it escapes me at the moment, but Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani
yes.
at wingtv.net
yes.
have put together an excellent report on Flight 93, and as far as I'm concerned, it answers all of the unanswered questions that the federal government never answered, and it provides answers to questions that should have been asked, which were never asked. So I would recommend you get a copy of that. As I say, the title of it escapes me at the moment, but it's their report on Flight 93. It also brings out new information that I have never seen anywhere else, too. I mean, it's very, very clear that flight was shot down. The whole story of how these people, you know, it's a nice story, it's a feel-good story, so to speak, for the American people. But I don't believe it. I don't believe it, and the federal government has not given me any reason to believe anything they say about a lot of things, whether it's the number of illegal aliens who are in this country, or about what happened in Oklahoma City, or what happened on 911, or dare I say it, the JFK assassination. So
right.
So
I thought one of the terrific things that came out was the Stephen Jones speech before the Utah Academy of Science. You saw that, where
right? Of course. I mean, you know, there are just so many. You know, it's like, you know, there are just so many lies that have been told, and you know, and what amazes me, I guess, is that even when you confront Americans with this information, they don't. A lot of times, Americans just don't quite understand why it's problematic, why they should suspect that their government is lying to them, and yet, I mentioned on the show last night, this credulous lad who I brought some new information to, he still doesn't quite get it. And unfortunately, I think we all know members of our own family, and no, I shouldn't say members of my own family are pretty in tune, but most people have members of their own family and friends who just don't understand how we've been had so many times. So.
Has a young fellow seen any videos, do you think?
I'm sorry, what?
Has a young fellow that you spoke to, has he seen
any
videos?
No, but you know what? I told him the other day, because I had caught him in so many instances where he was unable to answer the questions I posed to him, I said, you have been convicted of ignorance, and your sentence is to have to sit down and watch some of these videos
yes.
that raise these questions.
Right. Right. Well,
okay, Ken. Well,
okay,
listen, I appreciate your call. Let's go to Paul from New York. Paul, come on up.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
How you doing tonight?
Good. I got a couple of things. That place where you live, I was down there about 2 years ago, and I couldn't believe how these people, these elite, walk on top of, I mean, it's just two blocks away from wherever they are is just scum. That place, that Washington, D.C., is the biggest armpit of the country, and that's the way that those politicians treat the rest of the world and the rest of the, you know, the country is
Paul,
just...
Paul, I hate to interrupt you, but let me tell you a story, a true-to-life story. And as I say, I live here on Capitol Hill and, you know, eat in restaurants around here and go in businesses. And one day I went into a business here on Capitol Hill, fairly well-dressed. You know, I'm a pleasant-looking fellow, you know. I take a shower every morning. And I was leaving this one business establishment. And gentleman that I am, I held the door for someone who was coming after me. And that person thanked me. Now, this particular business, a lot of Capitol Hill staff members go in there. And it was at lunchtime. And there were after I held the door for this one person, there must have been at least six people who either walked out that door or walked in that door as I stood there holding it very diligently. Not a single one of them took the time to just say thank you. They didn't even look at me. They treated me like I didn't even exist, like I was doing something that I was expected to do for them. And finally, one nice little old black lady came up, and she said, "Oh, thank you, sir." She said, "Are you the doorman?" She was joking. And I said, "No, but I said I might as well get paid for it." The point of it is, Paul, all those people that were scooting in and out, you know, very arrogantly walking in there without thanking me, these are the people who our tax dollars pay for as the staffs for our U.S. members of Congress. And that little event, a very tiny event in my life, told me a lot about the mentality of the people who work for Congress.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, it was like it was so evident. You know, I was trying to find the bus station, and somehow I got lost, and I ended up just traveling through that city. And I'll tell you, I just couldn't believe the way that those people live. I mean, they just live in squalor. No wonder that, you know, I mean, I say that like, you know, because it's supposed to be this elite city. But really, I mean, wasn't the mayor or somebody there, maybe that's confusing me, Marion Barry or whatever.
He was mayor several terms. Yeah, well, I see you're talking. Well, yeah, the rest of the, you know, this is what's interesting. There is a lot of poverty in Washington, D.C., whereas then there is also a great amount of wealth in Washington, D.C., a lot of wealth and power, and it is very, very carefully divided. And it does say a lot about the about our nation's capital and the people who rule the roost here.
Yeah, I just, when you brought that up before, you know, and I don't know. Then that Super Bowl Steve thing, you know, a little catchy phrase, huh, Super Bowl Steve. You know,
yeah,
I mean, not that I know that they manipulate the weather, and I just have a little bit of concern with these things. I mean, there's a couple other guys out there that actually have physical proof of what they've been doing, but you know, the Pentagon, they've said they're going to come out with all kinds of propaganda and getting us chasing our tail. Not that I don't believe anything that guy says, but I just hate those catchy phrases, Super Bowl Steve.
Well, you know, you know. I know exactly what you're saying. You're absolutely right. I mean, don't forget, there were a lot of people who were saying that when the clock turned to midnight from 1999, 2000, that everything was going to shut down and the country was going to go to hell in a handbasket. And, well, it didn't happen. I don't know why it didn't happen. I don't know if it was scheduled to happen. You know, we don't know these things. And, you know,
no,
the way I look at it, you know, we just have to weigh everything very carefully and not believe everything we see or hear.
No, that's true. Now I'm going to tell you something. I'm an avid listener of Eric Williams, and that guy puts out a message of how to prepare for no matter what comes on. You know, he's talking about, you know, I don't know. He's just we talk about a lot about what's going on, and I think that a lot of listeners on RBN already know what's going on. And we need to prepare for anything that comes.
Well, living here in Washington, D.C., I mean, I certainly have concerns about that, because if indeed Flight 93 was supposed to crash into the U.S. Capitol, they might have missed the Capitol and hit my house. I mean, you know, or if they had hit the Capitol, they might have evacuated the city, or, you know, and I say to myself sometimes, I ask myself a question, am I prepared to deal with something that, you know, is an evacuation with a tragedy that could cut off the power, or if there were some sort of nuclear blast here in the city, or, you know, chemical weapons, you know. I mean, I the funny thing is, though, I have more fear of my own government doing it than I have of
many.
Well, I
know, but you're in a big city. I mean, I'm fairly close to New York City, but the fact is that that food, we hear all these stories about the food shortages that's coming, and we know on RBN what's going on. The people here know, and we should be talking about getting ready amongst, like, as a community, to get ready for what's going on.
I agree with you 100%, because, you know, like I say, especially now, you know, here's the thing. You know, I don't personally believe that Iran has any designs of either attacking the United States or waging terrorist attacks in this country at this time. But if the United States attacks Iran, I can fully understand why the Iranians would decide to hit back, and if they could hit back right here at home, because we would be doing the same thing to their country.
Well, people here in the United States don't want to be waging war around the world, and we don't want all our soldiers over there, and we shouldn't even, you know, I mean, it's this rogue thing that's perpetuating war. They need us to fight their war. They need us to, we're pawns, right? I mean,
that's right.
Call
mm-hmm.
us, you know, or whatever else you want to call us. It's just, we don't even want it. We just keep letting this government do this. 15 million people ought to go down to the White House and stop it.
Paul, the funny thing is, though, now look at it this way. Let's say the United States does, in fact, attack Iran. And then the moment that the Iranians strike back, say that the Iranians do set off some sort of chemical weapon in various parts of the United States, well, then, obviously, the natural response of every American is to say, well, now we have to hit back even harder. And then, of course, the Iranians are going to hit back at us even harder. So it's a no-win situation, and it's an insane situation where, you know, contrary to what, you know, John Quincy Adams said, that America does not go abroad looking for enemies, or he said it far more eloquently than that. They did call him old man eloquent. But unfortunately, we do today. We do go around looking for enemies and making enemies of people who otherwise really would just be ready to let us alone. You know, I really don't know of any country around the world that has any desire to have U.S. troops rolling down the streets of their nation's capital.
I think if we just left everybody alone and came back home and said we're sorry, you know, because we should be, I think. But the fact is I think our government is willing to wage war on the people here just to get us fermented into war overseas, you know.
Well, and you know, this is what it comes. This comes back to what I've said on this show time and time again, and that's this: that, you know, while we hear about Islamic extremism, which very much does exist, it does exist, of course, but we never hear about Jewish extremism, the Jewish extremism that is allied with Christian fundamentalist extremism, and they've formed this very powerful axis that dominates policymaking in the Bush administration and certainly in Congress. So, we have extremists in power in this country who are fanatic. They are religious extremists, and they believe that they are doing the will of God. George Bush said it up in Amish country in Pennsylvania a little while ago. He said, you know, I'm paraphrasing here, but he said something to the effect of, I believe that I'm acting as God's tool. I'm acting as God's instrument.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
You know, the key that you said is we have these people in power. Why is anybody in power? I mean, we give a little bit of authority. How did anybody become in power over me and you? Really, I mean, it's just, it's so clear to think about it. You know, these people have power over us, and they have power to wage war against other countries in our name.
Well, I mean, it's very interesting. The New York Times today had, I was surprised, they had a big front page story saying, more retired generals call for Rumsfeld's resignation. And they point out that even a lot of these generals who are still in the positions in the Pentagon, they are frightened.
I thought that was a good story, but I'll let you go, Mike.
All
right, listen to you, okay?
Paul, appreciate your call.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington. Believe it or not, we've only got about 5 minutes left, so if you have something to say, call in. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Great tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
All right, folks, Michael Collins Piper coming back to you from Washington. We are wrapping it up here for the evening and for the week. We will be back Monday, but we do have 2 callers who slipped in at the very last minute. Usually we have so many callers, we can't get them all in. Well, tonight we're going to try to squeeze them all. We have James from Illinois. James, come on up.
Yes, Mike?
How are you doing tonight?
Good, and how about yourself?
All righty.
You know, on the regarding the war in Iraq and the prospective war we might have coming up in Iran, I have reports saying the real reason, going pretty far back, had nothing to do with, of course, weapons of mass destruction, since all that was falsehood. But the real reason was that Iraq was demanding U.S. dollars, not demanding U.S. dollars, but wanting the euro dollar because of the dollar declining in value.
Yeah, that's something. That is something that has been mentioned by various callers on this show, and I think a very good argument can be made for that. There's a lot of things that were at work in the Iraq War, primarily, of course, the fact that Israel wanted it, but also the other fact is too that Iraq was building up. And at least prior to the 1990 war, Iraq was becoming a very strong country geopolitically, economically, and so that's, you know, a lot of considerations there. Absolutely, you're right about that.
Well, it's a shame that we're sacrificing all these lives just for U.S. imperialism all over again.
Well, you know what? That's going to be when they write the history of the 21st century. That's going to be the opening chapters right there about how the United States destroyed itself by going abroad looking for enemies. So that's something we'll have to deal with. James, I want to thank you for your call. Let's move on to Dan from Ohio and try to squeeze him in before we wrap it up. Dan, come on up.
Yes, Mike. Do you remember when Israel attacked USS Liberty? And I believe it was 67.
67. Mm-hmm.
And almost sunk it, but didn't. With that in mind, do you foresee an attack on one of our ships or our people in Iraq, only this time blaming the Iranians?
Well, I'm afraid it'll happen because there would be nothing better for George Bush and his propagandists to stoke up anger on the part of the American people. So, it's always a possibility. I'm afraid they're going to blow up a football stadium in Texas or Kansas or Nebraska or Oklahoma. They already hit Oklahoma. They'll probably find another target and blame it on the Iranians. What better way to get the American people inflamed? I'm very much afraid of something like that happening, Dan.
Well, as you pointed out, which I hadn't heard on regular news about him pardoning that Pullard.
Well, he hasn't done it yet, but it wouldn't surprise me if he does.
I mean, he's in bed with, right?
Oh, that's right. Absolutely. All right,
thank
Dan.
You,
well, listen, thanks for your call. Mike from Maryland, we might be able to squeeze you in for about 30 seconds. Mike, come on up.
Yeah, great show. Listen, I lived for a good part of my life in a small town, and sometimes I try to strike up conversations in the D.C. or Maryland area, when I'm on the subway or something. And people look at me like I'm another alien from another planet or something,
Well, you know what, Mike? I hear that music. That means that we are going to be leaving here for the evening. But I know what? I know all the other listeners feel the same way you do. So you just got to keep on doing it and educating people.
It's a beltway arrogance,
That's right.
Thank you very much.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for another good week here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Appreciate your calls. Stay tuned for more good programming. We'll see you again on Monday evening.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.